From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. North Korea launched a ballistic missile early Sunday over the Sea of Japan in Pyongyang's first such test since Donald Trump became president 3 weeks ago. The missile was launched at 7:55 a.m. local time and apparently was capable of reaching Japan. However, the rocket was not fired toward Japanese territory. North Korea has boasted in the past that it is developing long-range weapons capable of hitting the United States. A White House spokesman said President Trump was aware of the incident, and a U.S. official said the Trump administration would press China to do more to rein in North Korea. However, the president himself made no comment when he was asked about it at a photo opportunity before his dinner with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. A Turkish court has formally charged an Uzbek man with murdering 39 people and wounding scores of others in a New Year's Day shooting rampage at an Istanbul nightclub. A court in Istanbul charged Abdulgadir Masharipov Saturday with belonging to an armed terrorist group, the Islamic State, possession of heavy weapons, attempting to destroy constitutional order, and murder. Masharipov fled the scene of the shootings but was arrested 17 days later in Istanbul after a nationwide manhunt. Authorities say he received terrorist training in Afghanistan and that he has confessed to the attack on the Reina nightclub in the early hours of January 1st. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two rockets landed in Baghdad's highly fortified green zone Saturday night following clashes at an anti-government protest that left 5 people dead. As Edward Uranian reports, tens of thousands of people took to the streets of the Iraqi capital Saturday to protest corruption in the Iraqi government.
Iraqi security forces fired tear gas at supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada as-Sadr after reports they were trying to advance in the direction of the iconic green zone, where government institutions, including parliament and the prime minister's office, are located. In later skirmishes, live ammunition reportedly was used, although it was not clear who was doing the firing. Baghdad Governor Ali al-Tamimi said in a statement that 4 people were killed and 320 wounded in the clashes that ensued as protesters dispersed following a call by Sadr to pull back. Sadr, who has strong ties to Iran's clerical establishment, held numerous protests outside the Green Zone last year, demanding the resignation of various government ministers and overrunning the Green Zone before withdrawing. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Turkish-backed Syrian rebels, meanwhile, pushed into the Islamic State stronghold town of Al-Bab in northern Syria Saturday. Monitors said the rebel force gained control of a hospital as it entered the western edges of the town as part of a multi-sided push to crush the Islamic State militancy. Separately, Russia's foreign ministry said Syrian government troops, backed by Russian airstrikes, liberated the nearby town of Tadef. That's described in a ministry statement as Islamic State's most reinforced position near the city of Al-Bab. At least 7 people were killed and several others wounded in a suicide car bombing Saturday in Afghanistan's Helmand province. A spokesman for the Taliban insurgency took responsibility for the bombing. A provincial government spokesman told VOA the attack near a bank in a provincial capital of Lashkargah was aimed at an Afghan National Army convoy. The victims were collecting their salaries when the bomber hit a military vehicle with his explosives-laden car outside the bank. In his weekly radio address, U.S. President Donald Trump promised that the country's immigration system will not be used as a tool to advance the cause of foreign terrorists.
My administration is committed to your security, which is why we will continue to fight to take all necessary and legal action to keep terrorists, radical and dangerous extremists, from ever entering our country.
The president's remarks came as his administration considers a new executive order after an appeals court unanimously ruled against reinstating his previous order that barred refugees from Muslim-majority countries. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.